Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. This is the third in the series of Civilization in Collapse with Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you today?
Very, very well. I want to make sure we thank Jason for engineering today. Yeah, very well. You know, Gwyneth, we don't talk about the weather much, but gosh, it's been raining. The grass is, it seems like the grass has grown about a foot in 2 days, literally. And
Gosh.
The cows are just about up to their knees in grass. It's overcast, rain, overcast, a little bit of sun, and more rain for days and days and days. And the ground is soggy. It's so soggy that I think septic systems are at risk of not working properly. Class, because a septic system is a container in the ground. And sometimes they're plastic, sometimes they're concrete. And the solids and the liquids go into this holding tank. The solids settle down to the bottom. The liquids overflow out about three-quarters of the way out of the container in terms of height. They go into what's called laterals. And the laterals then allow the just the liquid to penetrate the ground, typically in a bed of gravel. And then the liquid evaporates or is consumed by the grasses above. As the heat of the sun just causes the liquids to evaporate. And that's how they work. Well, if it's raining, and the ground is saturated to the point where it can't hold any more water, then the septic system laterals cannot add more water to the saturated ground, and the septic systems can back up. So I think those who are not careful can overflow their septic system. And so the use of dishwashers, the use of clothes washing machines, the use of flushing toilets, the use of baths and showers and all that, and using the sink should be minimized in those super soggy ground conditions. Yeah. Gwyneth, there was a, you know, we're talking about society, civilization in collapse. There's an article that, I don't know if you've seen this yet, it just made the news. And it says that, quote, U.S. authorities destroyed dossiers on Lord Mountbatten at the request of the British government after discovery of wartime FBI file accusing the aristocrat of having a perversion for young boys, historian claims, end quote. It goes on to say, let me just read a couple sub-headlines. Yeah. Andrew Lowney, this is a quote, Andrew Lowney found FBI file claiming Mountbatten had a lusting for young boys. He says he was told other files on the Earl were destroyed after he asked for them, end quote. You know anything about that?
Yeah. My husband had particular friends of his who were involved in the IRA, the Irish Republican Army. because my husband was a gangster and he lived in Scotland and he went for holidays in Ireland when he was a young man. And he got to meet some of the local IRA men during the 1950s and 1960s and, you know, became good friends with them. And according to these good friends of my husband, the reason why they assassinated, or friends of theirs assassinated, by they, I mean the IRA, assassinated Lord Mountbatten, was because he and his wife were fond of going for holidays in Ireland and abusing boys while they were there. That is as though the IRA didn't like that that was happening, and so they blew him up. He was out on a fishing boat one day, and so I don't know who did it, you know, and it's I don't know who these people are who did that. Okay, so just, but I know the reason why they did it, and that was among other things, they according to my husband's friends and what they told him, that Lord Mountbatten might have been trying to screw them on a gun deal. And if there's one thing you do not do, it's screw organizations such as the IRA on things like weapons contracts. So that was the story I heard. Now, my husband died almost 20 years ago, and so, and all of this was a very, very long time ago, of course. So I don't know any details about anything. And all that I have is the hearsay that my husband told me all those years ago. But it seems to back up what you've got in front of you there. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And it says, you can click more to read, and it goes on, quote, Andrew Lowney, from Wallace Simpson's affair with a car salesman to FBI's Mountbatten probe, our royal family and the government are colluding to destroy royal records and falsify the past. Why do we let them? End quote. So, evidently, he was, Earl Mountbatten was assassinated, as you mentioned, by the IRA, Irish Republican Army, in 1979. He served as head of the Royal Navy and had been Viceroy of India when the country became independent from Britain in 1947. He's a well-known figure in Britain thanks to his close relationship with the Queen, Prince Philip, and King Charles when he was Prince of Wales. And so there was a concern that he was, it would be a problem for him to be the head of the Navy where there were a lot of young men. That was a problem. And does that jive with what you've been told?
Yeah. Yeah, and also, like I say, being the head of the Royal Navy and kind of shipping guns into Ireland is some... Like I say, this is all hearsay, okay? Mm-hmm. This is hearsay. I have to emphasize this. Hearsay. I've got no evidence of this other than this is what my husband told me many years ago. And he had friends of his who were quite high up in the IRA. And I've got no reason to disbelieve it, but at the same time, ultimately, all hearsay, and I have no proof of it. So there we go. that would, you know, and the that he was trying to cheat them. You don't do that. If you're going to be doing dealings with organizations like that, you at least behave honorably. You don't diddle them. You don't cheat them, because they are going to come for you. And there's going to be nowhere on the earth that you can hide from these people, because they have people everywhere. And for me, that is something that's self-evident. And it's like the mafia or the Taliban or any of these organizations. You don't. If you're going to do dealings with them, at least behave honorably, because if you don't, they're probably going to kill you. Which is exactly what happened to Lord Mountbatten. But I suppose he thought that he was in a position where they couldn't possibly get him. But the thing that he learned was that you're never in a position where they can't get you. And this is something that I think, you know, because of how history plays out, not any threat, not any anything like that, but just that there's a lot of people on this earth who might be discovering this in the months, years, and possibly decades to come. People have long, long memories, and they don't forget what has been done to them. And that's people all over the earth. That's not talking about anyone in particular. That's just talking about human nature. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. And if my memory serves me correctly, didn't when he was Prince Charles have a great relationship with Mountbatten, Lord Mountbatten? Didn't he look up to him? Wasn't he devastated when Lord Mountbatten was blown up in that fishing boat?
Yeah. And Prince Philip was in the funeral entourage of, I think, one of his uncles, who was a senior officer in the Gestapo when he died. And there was a movie made a little while back about Prince Philip's early life. And it actually depicts that in film form. That's, you know, I distinctly remember seeing that clip. And it was dramatized, but it was after historical fact. That actually happened, that one of Prince Philip's uncles was a senior Gestapo officer, and he was killed, I think, during the 1930s. And Prince Philip, as a teenager, was in his funeral entourage. So there we go. Lovely people, aren't they, Vincent?
Well, that was one of the points that I was going to bring up. We have people in Congress who are on committees against homosexuality and lesbianism and transgender. And at the same time, some of these people are practicing homosexuals, acting like they are against it. It's amazing the fronts that people put on in public. And the same is true with people in radio. Absolutely. And actors. And actresses.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just heard an advertisement for the USDA. And it said, eat smart and play hard. Eat smart, play hard. I think that's a start. I'd like to see the USDA expand that exponentially to truth in labeling of food, what's in our food, and require the unmasking of terms like hydrolyzed vegetable protein, which is really monosodium glutamate. Let's just put it all out there. And maybe the USDA could be involved in banning food colors and additives that are carcinogenic. That would be nice. So I'm putting out the call to the USDA to do that. Let's do that. Let's help people become more healthy by removing from the products that are sold in fancy colored boxes and bags and trays, from being contaminated with chemicals that are killing us. And there you have it, USDA. Well, let's get moving on that. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I just had a quick look on YouTube during the ads, and it seems as if that scene is depicted in the in the drama series The Crown, where it depicts in stage play form Prince Philip walking behind the coffin of one of his relatives, who was a senior Gestapo officer. So if somebody wants to look that up, they'll find that it was actually a historical fact that he actually did that. And, you know, it's, oh my gosh. I was wanting to know, Vincent, I sent you an email just an hour or two ago, actually, and it was quite a long email. And I was wondering, should I read it out or would you like to read it out?
Well, I think it'd be great if I've got it. I have it right in front of me. And it'd be great if you read it out because you're the author. I read it thoroughly.
Okay.
It is brilliant. It's typical of the kinds of emails that you send me. But I think you say very succinctly what you feel is going to happen in the collapse. And how it will unfold. And I was trying to think of what would you call this piece? Would it be a position paper? Would it be a thesis, a short thesis? What would you actually call it? An essay? I think it could be all of those. Wait till you hear the language that Gwyneth Isaacs writes, the eloquence, the use of terms, the descriptive, the mentally descriptive words that she uses. I think you'll be quite impressed. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to say it this way, too. If you need a ghostwriter, she's right here. So if you'd like to contact Gwyneth and ask her if she would consider ghostwriting for you, Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth, I didn't have your permission to do that, but I hope that was okay.
That's all right. And this is typical of the emails that I write to you. And there's a whole volume of them that have been published on Amazon called Letters to Vincent. So if you look up Gwyneth Isaacs on Amazon, you'll come across me, and you will come across my my book that I published, Letters to Vincent, and there's maybe a couple hundred of these types of emails on every type of topic you can possibly imagine. It's a jolly good read. Anyway, I'll get it started. Vincent.
Hold on, Gwyneth. We're going into a break. And we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour news commercial announcements.
Right after
the thesis on the collapse.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden will host the 2021-22 Medal of Valor recipients this morning at the White House. Then the president travels to Anchorage, Alaska this afternoon en route to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit starting Friday. A report is due out today by the Republican-led investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Evidence supporting the theory that the virus likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, contradicts the Chinese narrative, but without China's support in the country of origin, absolute proof will be hard to come by. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
Previously unknown information that builds on an investigation that happened last year. This was not included as part of it, so we want to make sure the public sees it, that begins to outline the things that were going on in China in August and September of 2019.
Thanks for listening as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us. She's live in Australia. And she wrote me this email, and class, this is just like the emails that are in the book, Letters to Vincent. Hundreds of them. And they were compiled over a three-year period, and she has part one available on the internet on Amazon.com. So if you're wondering what the letters to Vincent are like, most, these are letters, and they're long, they're to the point, and each one of is a brilliant piece of writing. Brilliant. And you're going to see what I'm talking about right now. Gwyneth?
Okay, well, I'll get started. Vincent, today I would like to discuss how the so-called elites are planning to handle the great collapse and how we the people are likely to respond if we are wise. I would like to reiterate that this collapse is inevitable, and although it has been stoked by them, they did not cause it, in my humble opinion, at least not directly, and neither can they stop it. The best they can hope to do is control it to maintain and possibly increase their own power and control. But contrary to what they would have you and I believe, their desired outcomes are far from assured. This is because we are looking at a global collapse on the level of the fall of Babylon, Carthage, Greece, or Rome. All of the elites of all of these past empires considered that the powers were absolute and eternal, that they would never fall. But if you look at all of their cities now, they are ruins except for Rome. Their lands are deserts, and the descendants of these elites are nowhere to be found, except maybe here and there in their own nations. But they are certainly not in positions of power globally, at least not that I know of. Okay, hang on a minute. Scrolling. Our present crop of global slave masters are mostly of Ashkenazim, that is, Central and Western European descent, from the medieval noble houses of Dracul, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, Orange, Rothschild-Rockefeller, the Persian house of Astor or Astor, and their associated hangers-on and allies. Except for the Astors, whose lineage traces back to the ancient Medo-Persian nobility, and despite their assertions to the contrary, none of those houses have any significant political power at all until just over 1,000 years ago. At best, even the most powerful and ancient of them, being the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, were unknown before the days of Charlemagne, their root ancestor, who was born sometime in the 9th century AD. He was the first of the truly powerful Germanic kings, and all the royals of Europe traced their genealogies back to him. But he dates to only about 1,200 years ago, and of all the European elites, his line is the most ancient. The Chinese and the Egyptians would scoff at our Western notion of ancient elite ancestry, and rightly so. The truth is, the old elites of Britain and Europe are aging and dying, and their children and grandchildren, who will inherit their status and fortune, are at best entitled know-alls who have never had to work for their keep, and at worst, they are narcissistic brats whose greatest pleasure seems to be in telling the rest of us what to do, when they personally cannot even manage a checkbook without getting seriously into debt. Prince Harry, I'm looking at you. How does the grandson of the richest woman on earth manage to rack up $4 million in debt without even blinking an eye? These people, the up-and-coming generation of Globemeisters, couldn't manage a flock of chickens to lay eggs, and they have the unabashed cheek to tell us all how we ought to live our lives. That's why it's all falling apart, because the up-and-comers in the ruling class are almost all entitled, inbred, narcissistic control freaks. They almost all have absolutely no real life skills and no idea what life is actually like for the rest of us humble peasants. We who have no choice but to eke out our existence in the horrible world that they have created for us. They think that they will be safe in their remote castles, ivory towers, or underground bunkers. But history teaches us that this is simply not true. I heard a story recently that after the Berserkers and Vandals sacked Rome, there are only 8 Roman survivors left in the whole city. You'd think they'd band together for self-defense purposes. And while they did band together in one house, within a few short days, they had all killed one another. Whether this story is true or merely an apocryphal myth is unknown. But this behavior fits with what we know of the psychology of a sinking ship. Just before the collapse fully hits, or perhaps during it, the rats almost inevitably begin to turn on one another, fighting and devouring each other with pathological zeal. Even if they have ideations of maintaining control through some type of Skynet or panopticonic civil structure or technology, there will be holes. There are always holes. Because it's an imperfect world, especially when it is being run by a bunch of narcissistic, entitled control freaks who haven't ever lived in the real world and don't know how it really operates. In that day, we the people will be thrust into a very primitive way of life, which will be made worse by a lack of skill and crumbling technological infrastructure. We will be compelled to observe them for a season, seeming to have it all, unlimited cash to splash, plenty of food, lots of leisure time, at least some motorized transportation, and all the bright, flashing, magical tech you could possibly imagine. Meanwhile, you're digging root vegetables and gathering greens out of your garden and breaking chicken necks to make a stew to feed your family. Those in the class might feel jealous or even be tempted to join them. But if they look more closely, they'll see that these former humans are actually nothing more than hollowed-out shells. There'll be dead men and dead women walking with hollowed-out, empty eyes, fake, perpetual smiles, unable to really feel anything of their own anymore, completely taken over by the hive mind of the beast system. Driven by the fear of sudden death caused by the jabs, they'll allow themselves to be injected with an antidote, which will work. The sudden deaths will cease, but a side effect will be that they will never be able to sleep again. Their bodies, unable to rejuvenate themselves through sleep, will begin to deteriorate. Their tongues will rot in their mouths. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and all their muscles will begin to wither and rot on their bones. They will seek death, but death will flee from them. And so it will be that, zombie-like and senseless, they'll wander the earth, unable to eat, unable to sleep, unable to think, and unable to die. Thus they will remain until Christ returns and destroys them all. Meanwhile, we the people who were warned to flee will be living here and there in off-grid remote homesteads, biodynamic and permaculture farms, food forests and preparedness-minded ranches, small villages and hippie communes. The technology will eventually fail, and due to a complete collapse of the supply chain, we will no longer have the parts to fix our stuff. Because of the ever-increasing malevolence of the beast panopticonic Skynet, none of us will have the internet anymore, and those who still have a connection are regarded with suspicion. Ham radios are common. More common are short-range CB radios, but many among us distrust even these, preferring to communicate only with those in our village, those we can see face-to-face. This is because we reason that we don't even know if the person we are talking to is even human. After all, ChatGPT, a comparatively primitive AI, has been convincingly imitating known personalities almost since its inception. And it is well known that the beast can and does monitor and even hack into the ham network. However, given that travelling even short distances is dangerous, because of the twin dangers of the zombies and the Skynet autonomous drones, and that hams and CBs are our only link to the outside world, they are tolerated. Ham operators learned how to trick GPTs into revealing their non-human status some time ago, and the beast has never been able to keep up with our advancements in this area. So as long as we still have these skilled operators, ham communications can continue. And because of this, we are able to coordinate meetings with other communities. Of course, these meetings are dangerous, but they are also a lot of fun. And the danger only adds to their allure, especially among the young folk. As time goes on, folks are noticing that there are fewer and fewer drones out and about. And as the zombies' muscles fully collapse, they are no longer able to move. Even then, they're not dead and will grab you with astounding strength if you venture too close to them. But the chances of them killing you are remote.
All right, we'll be right back.
I can hear music, then.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay, it's just a paragraph or two to go. About this time, the hams begin to get reports of vast Oriental armies gathering to march and ride on horseback to the Middle East. The people living en route are being brutally pillaged. But to those of us who have been studying Bible prophecy, these reports cause tremendous joy and excitement to the point where we are dancing in the streets. This is because we know what the Bible prophecies say, that there will be a great battle at Megiddo, and that when all seems lost, that Christ the Messiah will return. And so it is that we live each day. For all the hardship and danger of our daily existence, we have hope and even joy, because we all know that he is indeed coming quickly. God bless you, Vincent. I'll speak with you soon, Gwyneth. That's what this is all about. Messiah is returning, and all these things have been prophesied. They have to happen. There's no point in trying to stop them. It's Bible prophecy. It's all Bible prophecy. That's how it is. That's what I can see coming. Your comments.
Yeah. Gwyneth, you mentioned in that piece the global slave masters, the noble houses of Rothschilds, Rockefeller, and Astor. And that brings to mind the name John Jacob Astor. And he was born in 1763, and he died in 1848. He was a German-born American businessman, merchant, real estate mogul, and investor who made his fortune mainly in fur trade monopoly by smuggling opium into China and investing in real estate in and around New York City. He was first prominent member of the Astor family, A-S-T-O-R, and the first multimillionaire in the United States of America. That's the family you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so these noble houses...
How did you do that?
These noble houses that you're talking about, smuggling opium, okay? That's what he did.
Yeah.
And then yeah. you look at, some other nobles, like the Kennedy clan, smuggling whiskey during Prohibition. That's how they made their money. And that's how they financed the campaign of John Fitzgerald Kennedy to become president of the United States of America, through smuggling. So when y'all look up to some of these famous names, there's a genuine amount of skullduggery behind what happened. And you can look it all up. We're not making this up. I actually don't believe it. Don't believe a word we've said. Nothing. Do your own research. Look up John Jacob Astor. A-S-T-O-R. Look it up for yourself. You'll see. It's all over the internet.
Yeah. That family, the reason why I say they're Persian, which might surprise a lot of people, but if you go back, the Astors are named after Ishtar or Astarte, who is a Persian goddess. Now, why would the whole family be named after a Persian goddess if they're Germans? That makes no sense. And not only that, there was a queen of Persia who's in the Bible, and her name was called Queen Esther. And I don't know, but it would be interesting to hypothesize if the family of Astor was actually descended from Queen Esther, wouldn't it? That would make sense. Because Esther is an anglicized version of Ishtar or Astarte. It's just how we pronounce it in English, but if you're reading the Book of Esther in Persian, you'll read it Ishtar. And that's just how it is. So I've got no evidence that they are descended from Queen Esther, but it's highly possible that that's where they got their family name from. And she was the Queen of Persia after all.
So we're talking about historical. Yeah, we're talking about historical facts that you can look up, class. And it seems that no matter when you tune into class at USA Prepares, there's something that you're going to learn that you might not have thought about. Today's just one more example. Gwyneth Isaacs at usaprepares.com. Gwyneth Isaacs at usaprepares.com. That's your email address.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.